Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and hope the day is treating you good already. We're certainly going to. Got WFHR on your radio dial. Your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news and our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right over here. How are you doing over there, Melissa?
Oh, pretty good. A little wet.
Yeah, same here. Well, how's it looking for the rest of the day, Brittany?
It's looking pretty feisty, unfortunately. I wish we could just put today on pause and skip it.
Yeah.
You know?
Where's that fast forward button? Darn it, I can't find that fast forward. I'll look for it. You go ahead and give the forecast. I'm going to look for the fast forward button.
Okay, because we need that button. We really need it. Today, not looking good at all. You can tell something's brewing by how foggy and dreary it is this morning. I mean, dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock, and it's just going to be dreary and cloudy today. Now, first wave of rain rolling in right now. It has put down a decent amount just to the southwest of us. I mean, Bosque Belle picked up an inch of rain already this morning, so a decent soaking. We could see a little break by around lunch, potentially. Otherwise, it'll just keep being dreary. But we are looking at the worst of the weather, the severe, what everyone's talking about, coming through this afternoon and evening. I think that these storms are going to be firing up in the western part of the state around 3 or 4 o'clock or so, and then pushing into central Wisconsin around 5 to 6 possibly, and then continuing till about 9 or so. What's going to happen is the first threat is going to be tornadoes and large hail. I'm talking golf ball size hail, winds gusting up to 50 to 60 miles per hour in these storms, and then, yes, a tornado or two is definitely likely. It looks like a big outbreak of severe weather across Iowa, Illinois, and into Wisconsin today. So we have to stay weather savvy, keep that on the back of our mind this afternoon and evening. And then as this storm lines out and continues across the state, it's going to turn into a big wind event where it's a big bow echo kind of vibe, and winds could be gusting up to 70 to even 80 miles per hour at times. Plus the heavy rainfall of 1 to 2 inches. We're seeing flood watches already going out in western counties of the state. We don't have that just yet, but flash flooding is definitely likely, as that is some heavy, heavy rainfall. It doesn't absorb that fast. So we're in for a treat, unfortunately, this evening, but everything clears out overnight, and we will have a calmer day tomorrow. But just plan now, just in case.
Brittany,
so we just have to get through today.
Yeah, yeah. How do we follow that, Melissa? How do we? I don't know how you follow that. No, that. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate that. I have to ask you both a question really quick, and we don't mean to keep you too long, Brittany. To look behind the curtain for the audience, I do the Sunrise Show in the other studio, and then I book over here to get ready to do this show. I had my headphones on, and oftentimes I'll just leave them on just to save myself a couple of seconds. But today, I not only caught myself, but my headphones got stuck in my hair, and I've never had that happen before. And I'm trying to like untangle them as I'm walking over and bumped right into the wall, like just smacked right into it. So I'm a little off. I'll admit that. But the forecast you gave us, Brittany, we are that much more prepared. And please be safe out there, everybody. Unlike I was this morning, be safe out there. We encourage you to look out
one
for
task
each other
at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time, and if you don't need to be out there in some of this weather, certainly get done what you can early in the day. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Stay weather savvy, everyone.
You too. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Melissa and I got a lot to get to this morning. A little bit later, we're going to get into what's our favorite brand of ice cream? We've got that coming to us. We'll get into that one a little bit later. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for you as well. Looking forward to that. We've got the hottest new pool accessory, but I don't know if any of us can afford it.
Oh, yeah. Well, first you got to have a pool.
Yeah, that would help. That would help. You don't want to get the accessories before the pool. That doesn't seem. Now, if you want to taunt the neighborhood kids, that might be a good way to do it. But, other than that, you probably don't want to do that. Who wants to be president? We're going to find out in a new poll. See how many of us would be willing to do that. That's coming up for you. The states with the worst drivers, they are the state next to you.
next to us. Yep, or below us.
Wherever you are listening to us. we have the 10 most confusing emojis. I'll get into that.
There's only 10 confusing ones?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot more there.
Yeah.
We kick off the 9 o'clock hour, some entertainment news. We're also going to touch on some local theater coming up we want to get to. A little bit later, 8 common pieces of advice that maybe we shouldn't be following. Maybe we should. We'll figure it out. But I want to start up with the show, Melissa, with you, kind of doing a follow-up, if you will. Yesterday, we were talking about the gathering of the Kyles.
Oh, yes, we were.
Unfortunately, we have to report that the gathering of the Kyles was not successful in earning a Guinness World Record.
Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah.
And Kyle.
Yeah, they aimed to break it. Oh, and Kyle. Don't forget about Kyle, Melissa.
I wouldn't want to forget him.
Organizers counted 706 Kyles in attendance, failing far short of the number needed to beat the 2,325, which was set by Ivan back in 2017. The total even fell short of last year's Texas event, which counted 1,490. Organizers have not yet announced whether they will attempt another one in 2025. I'm gathering that they won't, though. That's a gigantic drop. That is a huge drop in numbers
it's
right
probably
there.
Probably a one-and-done kind of thing. If he didn't get it the first time, Kyles aren't coming back.
Yeah, I feel like that's... I don't know. I couldn't see that coming necessarily, but once it happens, you're like, oh, yeah, this felt like a one-time kind of thing. which, if you are doing something like this, only gives you more data that, okay, we got to get it right on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. But, you know, I do hope to see more of these, and I even hope to see, of course, some more records broken.
Well, because you are, like, a little bit... I don't want to say obsessed. That seems like a strong word. You're fascinated by Guinness Book World Record breaking.
The layers to it. I am. Yeah. absolutely. And I have to admit, I'm also just drawn to odd stories. Mm-hmm. With you know this maybe better than most, Melissa. We spend a lot of our day, you and I, digesting the news and taking in news. And there's a lot out there, and it's important to be informed. It's important to keep your head out of the sand. And at the same time, sometimes you just need a palate cleanser. You just need something to kind of break up the monotony in your brain.
Not get bogged down with the focus on negative news, because that's very easy to do with the 24-hour news cycle that we live in now.
One of the early things we started on this show was the good stories of the day to wrap things up because of that. Because we knew that, hey, you guys are going to be going out into the day, into your afternoon. You're going to be hit by a lot of news. You're going to be hit by a lot of different things. Here's some good stuff to take with you.
Yeah. Focus on the positives.
And so there's good, but there's also fun, weird, odd. And that's kind of my wheelhouse. So now, Melissa, you know how much I respect and appreciate working with you. You're one of my favorite people I've ever worked with. I will say, though, this is a little bit more towards Kevin, your cat. This is a little bit more towards Kevin. And Kev, hey, Kev, good to see you. Kat frequently, I got a story here for you, and all the animals out there, and I suppose the animal lovers. There was a cat that was frequenting the Vermont State University Castleton campus, and it's recently been awarded a very special honorary degree.
Whoa.
There, it is the school's first Doctor of Literature. That's really bad. It's really bad, but I do like it. I kind of like
it's cute,
it.
Though. It's cute.
The school said on social media that the cat named Max lives with his owners on Seminary Street and has been an affectionate member of the Castellan family for many years. The feline can often be found socializing with friends outside in Leavenworth. Many students over the years have come to just kind of adopt in some ways, you know, the cat and treating him well. With a resounding purr of approval from the faculty, the Board of Trustees of the Vermont State Cat Legs has bestowed upon Max Dow the prestigious title of Doctor of Literature, complete with all the catnip perks, scratching post privileges, and litter box responsibilities that come with it.
Cute.
The unfortunate part is that Max is now in student debt. That part, I feel bad. I feel bad for him there.
Oh, don't we all?
Yeah.
Max, yeah. Welcome to the pain.
There's some great pictures out there of this though, if you're curious. If Kevin was going to possibly earn a degree, what do you think that Kevin would earn a degree in? What do you think Kevin would specialize in or go to school for?
It definitely wouldn't be in anything that requires agility. He's not a gymnast. Mm. He's not an aerialist. He has a tendency to bonk into things, kind of like you and walls this morning.
Yes.
Although he might be a very good, I don't know. He's a great moth hunter.
Oh, okay. All right. So
we hunt moths together, and he's we pick on him quite a bit, but he actually is pretty smart because when I get the fly swatter out and I call him in a particular way and I tell him we're hunting MOTHS, he comes trotting right over.
So it seems like maybe criminal justice. Might be yeah. a good field mm-hmm. for him. You mm-hmm. know.
A detective of sorts.
Yeah, yeah.
Investigator.
I definitely like that. I think Kevin the PI. Kevin with a little trench coat and the fedora. I like it. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. I think all animals need to take a degree in communication. We can't understand you. No.
What I love about this story is something that you see happening. Actually, it's happening a little more frequently now, but where we see animals in public spaces. Like, I love libraries that have a cat. Or yeah. There's even like a coffee shop here somewhere in Wisconsin. I don't remember where it is, but they actually have, it's like a cat cafe where they have an area where there's cats and you can go and sit in there and drink your coffee or tea, read a book and have a pet. Because there's so many people that, rent that can't have animals, and to have access to a friendly pet is a neat thing.
I couldn't agree more. And we're not only seeing more of a rise in that, we're seeing more and more. And I've talked with the last two mayors we've had about this. The communities that are pet friendly, specifically dog friendly, are doing better in not only keeping their population, but adding to their population. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of our great minds in this state right now working really hard to try to do just that. How do we keep people in this state? How do we get people to this state? And you keep hearing about a flat tax or no taxes or some of these things. And that has not gone well for states that have done it. But what has gone well is being animal friendly and being kid friendly. Those are two giant factors. There isn't a ton of rocket science that needs to go into this.
Child care and dog parks. That's all we need. We've solved all the problems.
There you go. There you go, Wisconsin. Maybe child care. Look into that a little bit more. Oh yeah, that one too. Mm-hmm. Melissa, just real quick. I we were talking cat cafes in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. the Poffy Shop Cat Cafe in Appleton.
There we go.
Barista Cats Cafe and Sanctuary for Wayward Cats in Whitewater.
Oh, cool.
And the Java Cat Coffee House in Madison, Wisconsin. There's also perfect. A Sip and Purr Cafe in Milwaukee. I mean, there's a lot of these.
It's cool. I like it.
But I have to say, Mr. Kitty's Cat Cafe and Boutique, that's a pretty good name.
Mr. Kitty's Cat Cafe.
That's a pretty good one. We will take a time out, check in with our partners, and we're going to come back with one of our partners, the L Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, in your future. Melissa and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. And go into their Facebook page, which we encourage you to type in your search bar, El Cafe, on Facebook mm-hmm. and like
it's
their page.
It's a great follow.
It really is. For those asking, the taco salads and chimichangas are their lunch specials the whole week.
Ooh.
You asked and they delivered. It's their pleasure to accommodate most of your suggestions. They're also doing Benedict's this week. Keep that in mind as well.
My favorite.
Benedict Cumberbatch going to be there. That is pretty
what?
Cool.
No.
That is,
no.
What?
No.
Did I get that wrong?
Eggs Benedict.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. I was wondering why I'd be in town.
I mean, it'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe researching a role.
And it's the best place to get tacos in the area.
Yep, if you're going to
Edwards for sure.
You're going to research a roll. That's the place to go. El Cafe, and visit our friends over at El Cafe. Wish them a great day from all of us, and thank them for supporting local. Do the same. We encourage you to do the same. Support local, everybody.
I love that they have so many different kinds of Benedicts.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic, avocado, El Cafe, veggie, taco, and Santa Fe Benedict.
Mm. I think
that comes with chicken.
Nice. I think the two things that I hear the most about El Cafe, especially since they've started working with us, is the people, first and foremost, and the variety. People mm-hmm. love the variety over there. There's
and
a lot
it changes
of,
up so often, which yeah. is just really cool.
That's a real credit to their chefs. That's mm-hmm. a very big credit to them. That's not easy. Appreciate our friends over there. Go give them something to do. Go wish them a good morning at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. And we encourage you to get us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to us. Get them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff with that kind of way of doing it. You can also direct message us on our Facebook pages. Feel free to do that. And, of course, call up.
Yeah, 715-424-2600. You can wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
Look forward to talking to each and every one of you. Diving right into the list. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy, a couple of special birthdays here. First, we want to wish a happy birthday to Eric Paul. Happy 39th to Eric. He is Randy and Judy Paul's son.
Oh, happy birthday, Eric.
Of course, very thankful to Randy and his family. And Eric's a great guy. We wish him a great day and hope the Pauls are doing well out there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And we wish happy birthday to Alan Fletcher, Pam's cousin.
Happy birthday, Alan.
He grew up in Rapids, lives in Waukesha now. Wishing him a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And now we dive into some local birthdays here. We want to first up wish a very happy birthday to Carrie Nicolai.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Enjoy your day, Carrie. Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. We wish a happy 30th anniversary to Jeff and Judy Neiman.
Jeff and Judy, 30 years. Happy anniversary.
Man, 30. That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let me check that real quick.
Big round number.
30. What is 30? 30 is a good one. I just can't remember what it is. It is pearls, and the traditional gift was pearl. The modern gift is a diamond.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why that changed, but other than people just want you to buy more diamonds. I don't know. Yeah. But either way, happy 30th to you too. That's a great one. Mm-hmm. And not to be outdone, happy 58th anniversary to our qualifiers, Jim and Sharon Mahoney.
Jim and Sharon, happy anniversary. Wow.
Wow, happy 58th, you two. Congratulations to you both. That's mm-hmm. beautiful. That is beautiful. Congratulations, you two. Hope you have a great anniversary, and thanks so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Wishing you a great one, everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
We dive into our list, our celebrity list. Cody Johnson is 37, country singer. He got his start on American Idol. He was on the American Idol finale. We just played one of his songs today, Dirt Cheap. Wishing him a good birthday. Let's see here. I think I always mispronounce this. Goyet or Goit. 44 today. Had a hit some years ago. Somebody that I used to know.
Godier.
Thank you. I knew it was mm-hmm. Godier. Yeah. That was hit. That was big.
It's a very catchy song. And the music video for it is really cool.
Part of what I liked about that song when it had this rise was a part of it was the music video. And, mm-hmm. We kind of come from the generation of you almost didn't have a hit if you didn't have a music video. Or oftentimes the music video was why the song became a hit. Mm-hmm. That song and video felt a little bit like a throwback to the 90s for me about that. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool video. It is artistically the way they did it is mm-hmm. really cool. Judd Reinhold is 67. Billy on Beverly Hills Cop. Neil in the Santa Claus. Brad in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. One of those 80s stars. Judd Reinhold, man, a good career. Also, nice work on Arrested Development. Had a good guest spot on that.
Okay.
A pity the fool that doesn't wish Mr. T a happy birthday.
Mr. T.
72 for B.A. Baracus from the 18.
72, wow.
Clubber Lang in Rocky 3. But they're missing his peak role in Taxi. What about Taxi?
Don't forget about Taxi.
Come on. Oh, Mr. T. I don't know that personalities, how you make a career off of being a personality anymore, really like that. Even though we have so much social media and it feels like there's a million Mr. T's out there and that kind of thing. I don't think that if you didn't live through it, you could understand how some of these people became larger than life. Mm-hmm. And some of them, you know, did this before becoming like really known as an actor or a comedian or what have you. They just kind of got in the public eye and stayed there for a while and ended up turning it into things.
Yeah. Well, so, power of personality.
Al Franken certainly did some of that. One of the more interesting arcs to anybody's career, Al Franken, one of the original and premier writers for Saturday Night Live. Not original, I should say, but one of the early writers at SNL, and certainly one of the greatest writers to ever be at 30 Rock. Al Franken's work is very well known. Took that and decided to become a Minnesota senator and did some great work there as well. Mm-hmm. Leo Sayer is 76, superstar behind You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, When I Need You, and More Than I Can Say. Hmm. The great Ronald Isley is 83 today, lead singer of the Isley Brothers. Great singer. Let's see here. And yeah, that is going to do it for our list for today. Thin list.
Thin.
But that's all right. You know, that just all that does is save more room for all of you local birthdays out there and more reason why we need more local birthdays.
Yeah.
Get them to us, everybody. We love celebrating with you. As a side note, today is National Memo Day and National Waitstaff Day, Treating Waiters Day.
And I love that on the El Cafe Facebook page, they have pictures of their waitresses with the Flo wig and outfit on.
Yeah, I can't get enough of that. Bless so them cute. For that. Yes. Mm-hmm. more Mel's Diner references we need. We need more of those. Kiss my grits. Mm-hmm. I as a little kid, whenever she would say kiss my grits, I thought I would get in trouble for hearing it because I thought she was swearing. It was great.
It does kind of almost sound like swear.
It's got that to it. It's a little bit. Yeah, that's a good one. And it's National Tea Day. Enjoy your favorite tea out there.
It's a good day for it.
Feel free to call up
some hot tea.
Yeah, feel free to call up and let Melissa and I know your favorite tea out there. I'm trying to find a tea that I can like a tea that I'll drink and can, you know, that I'll enjoy and everything. I think it'll get me to, you know, remember to drink tea more often. So share yours with us and maybe I'll find my new favorite tea. We'd love to hear from you.
I like chamomile.
I was going to ask. Okay, I thought you liked chamomile. I think you've told me that before. I thought so. Enjoy your tea out there, everybody. And keep in mind, you got about 3 days till Memorial Day, 26 days till Father's Day, and plenty of other great ones coming up for you. One more time, we want to wish happy birthday to Eric Paul.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Alan Fletcher.
Happy birthday, Alan.
Carrie Nicolai.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Yeah. Happy 30th anniversary to Jeff and Judy Neiman.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
And a happy 58th to our qualifiers, Jim and Sharon Mahoney.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Do yourselves a favor. Head on over to El Cafe. Wish yourself enjoy and tell them what you're celebrating and enjoy. Have a great time with our friends over there. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Enjoy. Have a good time with them. Wish them a great day. We'll come back and we'll have some fun talking about who wants to be president and where are the worst drivers, all that coming up for you on The Morning Show with Mel and James here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good start to your day. I mean, how long is this intro? Come on. Get to it already here. There you go. All right, now you're... Oh, and then now there's going to be a countdown? Like, just do it already. Anyway, Melissa and I with you. Hope you're having a good day out there, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Good stuff on the way for you. I'm going to get into the states with the worst drivers and have some interesting data with that one. We'll get to that in just a moment. Looking forward to it. But I want to start off here talking a little bit about the presidency. Okay. And, you know, Melissa and I, we've been pretty real about this on the show and talking about this. I think when we're talking about the position of the presidency, I think it's important to note that the position has morphed into things that it was never intended to be. For one, we are supposed to have a president, not a dictator. I think that's very key to the conversation going forward. Yep. Let's be very, very clear about that. We left a monarchy to get away from
not
that.
King.
Not king, president. Not king, president. And also, I think that it's really important, and I'm not talking about necessarily using the last bit of empathy you have, but to understand that this is not an easy gig. There are certain people that seem to treat it easy, that seem to have not really taken the job seriously, not done the job right. But that is here or there. Whatever you think of being the president of the United States, it is not an easy gig. Look at around the world. Look at some of the things that have happened to presidents or dictators, even in recent, months and stuff. So it's something I think that we can do as Americans better than most. We can have our cake and eat it, too. We can, be very frustrated with the options we have or the president who is currently in office or is going to be in office or is running for office or any of these things, while at the same time having some respect for the position and for what they do. And with this being said, we, of course, are in a presidential year. We have President Joe Biden and Donald Trump going up head to head here. And with election season, there are two possible reasons why we're with the two options we have this election season. One, that they're the most qualified or most effective options. And two, no one else wants to do it. And I say that jokingly and with a little bit of seriousness, with a little bit of truth. We are seeing
a little bit.
I think that we are seeing a real rise in young people getting involved in politics and wanting to do
that
more.
That is more so happening. Yes.
And I think that we're also seeing a lot of people who, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been on the sidelines. Why not me? Why can't I get in the game? Why can't I do these things? I want to just let me double check here to see how many degrees you need to run for any public office. And it turns out you don't need anything.
Nope.
Turns out anybody can run for public office.
I think you just have to be a particular age for the presidency in particular.
I still don't know how I feel about that. I'm going to be being honest with everybody. I when I was a kid, I thought it was one of the coolest things about a democracy
anybody could be president.
Yeah. And then I turned 14 and realized, oh, wait, not anybody can be president. That is something that is kind of told to us. And yes, in theory, that is very true. That is extremely true. But we also, as we get older and become adults, understand how much money plays into politics, how much who you know and who you're willing to bend the knee for, apparently.
That's what I was just going to say, too.
Yeah. I mean, anybody can become president as long as you're not willing to, as long as you're willing to throw your morals out to some degree. If you're lucky, maybe you don't have to do it all, but there is compromise. Mm-hmm. There is things that you end up having to do. And a new poll asked more. Yeah. A new poll asked more than 5,000 Americans, have you ever wanted to be president of the United States? And I want to hear from the audience out there, 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Call, join Melissa and I. 73% of people said, Melissa, no.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is that number is not higher.
15% of people said that they have, but only as a child. Only 8% have ever wanted to be president as an adult. And the best part is politics doesn't matter. 8% of Republicans have wanted to be POTUS, 8% of independents, 10% of Democrats. If there's a silver lining, it's that the generation that has wanted to be the president more than any other is Gen Z.
Younger.
We're seeing that. And we're seeing something, too, when it comes to the youth. They're not waiting. They're not going to wait for older people with maybe older views and older ideas to retire or to leave the office in whatever way they will.
And it's refreshing to see that that younger people are getting involved in these races and are starting to run. They're getting their name out there now. They may not get elected this season, but they're starting on that journey of getting their name out there and getting some name recognition, because sadly, James, that's a big reason of why people vote for for whoever's running. Oh, who's running? Guy A, Guy B, Guy C. I've only heard of Guy C, so I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, yeah. It's an unfortunate part. Your vote is important, and your vote should come with intelligence. And every one of you out there is smart. Every one of you out there has a good brain. You're all able to do these things, research, understand these positions. And when you're going into that booth, maybe it is something to think about, especially if you haven't since you were a kid. What if you were president? I'm not asking if you want to be. I'm saying think about if you were. And what that entails, what that is like, because I think that almost anybody with two brain cells can understand that what you want, that's not what it's about. Your values, your things that you stand on and such are important.
Your morals are very important because they do play into who you are as a person.
But the job
itself is different.
Yes, and that's the key part of this, I think. We have too many people that run for office that it's my, I want to do this, I want to do that. And it's not about
you. You're not a king.
Yes.
You're not a king. It's not about you.
If you are not getting into politics for your constituents, for the people, you're doing it wrong.
It's called public service for a reason. They are public servants. That is the job description.
I think one quick way to, well, not quick way, but one way, lobbyists, getting rid of this, just, getting rid of it, period. We don't need a lobbyist. Look what a lobbyist does. Look at what they do. Look at how much money they are getting. Look at how much money your average senator or congressman is getting and see where they spend that and how they make excuses for how they spend that. Remarkable that more people don't want to get into politics that are lazy, here's the crux of this, where we are in society, that we've all got to work on, including myself. I am not pointing the finger. I got three more pointing right back at me. Understanding that, yes, we can have a high bar for this. We should not just be settling. There are good candidates out there. They're good people. We don't need to settle for just, well, this is the lesser of two evils. There's also the side of this of understanding that nothing gets better if we walk around with our fists clenched all the time. If all we ever do is talk trash about the government and say that this politician, that, the kids that are growing up hearing that, what is the likelihood of them wanting to be president or even be on a school board or a board of a nonprofit or something like that? Mm-hmm. We've got to find a balance here better. It is not a coincidence to me to see these numbers and think about how you and I grew up with most of the time hearing adults talking horribly about whatever politician was on the screen.
And that's a necessary part of our society. We don't exist without some form of leadership.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't mean control, that means leadership. And have you ever worked a job where you didn't have a great manager or somebody who was actually quite terrible at the job of being a manager? You know what that's like. So we don't want that in our government that's leading our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my comment earlier about younger people running and maybe not getting voted in this time, that's not a cut against them. Vote for them. If you want to and you like what they're standing, what their platform is and what they're passionate about, absolutely vote for them.
Yeah, and the last thing I'm going to do is let age get in the way of who I vote for. That's for sure. Unless we're talking about being too old, that does bother me a little bit. I'm not going to lie about that one. I've been very honest about that. And that is not ageism. If somebody is in their 60s and running for president, I have no issue with it. I do have an issue with two presidential candidates both being in their 80s. If that is ageism, then go ahead and mark me. I'm not alone on that one.
Is some concern, obviously, for their age. I do think that with age comes wisdom, but you also need to have the ability to be willing to listen to advisors and to those around you who have a different perspective.
with age comes, yes, wisdom and intelligence, insight, experience, data, so many things. There is nobody, again, nobody with two brain cells out there that is not going to appreciate our seniors out there and our those that are. I think the reason I feel this way is because I talk to a lot of seniors about this that don't believe we should have two people running for president in their 80s, especially when anything can happen at any point to any of us, especially the older you get. This is a very important position. You shouldn't be waking up every morning wondering, oh, did you know what happened overnight? To that 80-year-old. Come on. I'm saying the quiet part out loud. That's all. It's not as if anybody hasn't had these thoughts. And again, the people that I hear this the most from are in their 70s. Are in their 60s. I'm not hearing a lot of this from others other than talking heads on TV and stuff. It is a concern, and it is something we need to correct. There's the reason these candidates are up there is a lot of what you just said, name recognition, Melissa.
Yeah.
And partyism. Which is just ridiculous to let these things, like, we understand the game that politicians play. They've been very honest about it. They're horrible. They have horrible poker faces. They are really bad at this. They're all about their party. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a page out of their playbook and let's make it about our party, the American people, because that's our party.
And just a call for people to get involved. Get to know who's running in your area, in your district, in your local politics especially. You're far more affected by that than you are by national politics. But it all matters.
And I didn't want to do this, Melissa, but I've been holding my tongue on this one. And I'm willing, if it keeps up this way, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. And I have grown up in a politics. I grew up in Chicago. I know politics. I understand this game better than most. You put me in the ring. Ooh, it's going to get ugly. Ooh, it's going to get fun. It's going to get weird. It's going to get interesting. And I may mess around and even get into office. And then guess what? Simpsons Day, people. Just so much Simpsons talk. So much. So many different things. And the poor cast of The Simpsons will never be able to go off the air. It's the things you want. No. But be informed. Get out there and vote and keep democracy alive. Help freedom ring.
Yep. And stop by WFHR for Never James lawn posters coming soon.
Very soon. Very soon. We need to get out though. That was terrible.
So bad.
Coming up, we're going to talk drivers when we come up. Come back and a little bit of what's your favorite ice cream brand? Those are coming up for you on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Happy Tuesday, everybody. A good Tuesday to you. Wednesday Eve. Doesn't really work. We will get into a couple of fun things before we wrap up the show today. We, of course, got in the 9 o'clock hour some entertainment news. Going to get into some other fun stuff. We'll also touch on 8 common pieces of advice that maybe we shouldn't be following. Maybe we should. We'll discuss. Local events we'll get to. I got a midday magazine scheduled to tell you about and plenty more. But I want to thank Pam Hilke. Pam comes across articles from time to time and sends them over to us for content, and I always appreciate her doing that. And one of the more recent ones she sent over was a great article that came to us, a new report that identified the most popular national and regional ice cream brands in every U.S. state.
Oh, all right.
Ice cream makers in America produce more than 1.38 billion gallons of ice cream annually.
That's a lot of ice cream.
Enough for the typical American to eat roughly 20 pounds per year.
Oh, 20 pounds of ice cream per year. Oofta.
Using Google Trends data for the 12-month period ending in April 24, researchers at Trace One, a company specializing in software retailers, found the most popular brands in every state. Across the U.S., one ice cream brand stands out of national appeal, Texas-based Blue Bell.
Oh, Blue Bell. Okay.
One of the most popular national brands, Blue Bell is the most searched for in 22 states, mostly in the South and Midwest.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
I know we have Blue Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
That there is more than the next two search brands, Baskin Robbins at only 9, and Tillamook. I don't know that one. Ben and Jerry's.
Is that a store brand, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. Ben & Jerry's, headquartered in Burlington, Vermont, holds the honor of the most searched national ice cream brand across all 6 and New England states.
I'm surprised that one isn't higher.
Yeah, I was very surprised by that. That's part of the reason why I thought the article was kind of interesting. Residents of Wisconsin. What about Wisconsin?
Kemp's.
That's a good one, Melissa. Nice. I was actually going to say Blue Bunny. I thought you nailed that one early.
Well, what was the Crest one? Cedar Crest?
Yeah, that seems like something else, though. I feel it. Maybe you're right, though. Maybe. So, what about Wisconsin? Residents of Wisconsin search for Baskin-Robbins more than any other national ice cream.
Okay. I don't think so.
When it comes to local and regional ice cream brands, Cedar Crest Specialties out of Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
I was right.
Hang on a second.
Nailed it.
Got to get the winning bell for you. Nicely done. Nicely done. That is definitely the one that is searched for the most locally. That is kind of interesting. And I just thought for the heck of it, I would Google Baskin-Robbins locations in Wisconsin. They got one in Stevens Point that is open right now. One in the Dells, one in Wausau. So they got a handful of them. I didn't even know there were any in the state. I honestly didn't. It brings up the idea. You don't see a lot of advertising from a lot of these companies.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm not saying they don't at all, but,
but they don't really need to. It's ice cream.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, Breyers. Breyers has been around forever. They're pretty darn popular. They do pretty darn well. Blue Bell, all these brands we've mentioned. When's the last time you saw a commercial for any of them? Like, imagine being in an industry that you don't even have to advertise.
Yeah, like, right.
That is incredible. Just to think about the amount of money that McDonald's or Nike or some of the biggest brands in the world spend, the millions they spend on advertising. And meanwhile, Baskin Robbins is sitting back. Hey, you gonna come here. You're coming. I mean,
of all the brands that you named, Baskin Robbins is probably the only one I can think of having seen a commercial for.
Right. I'm really scratching my brain here. I know there have been Ben and Jerry ads, but I think I'm remembering old Ben and Jerry ads. I don't think that's a current thing. I don't know. It's just a wild thing to me. I can't think of many industries where advertising budget, put $5 in there. You know, maybe we'll take out a paper ad or something or what have you. I don't know.
But Cedar Crest, I've just got to go back to that one for a minute because they carry Blue Moon ice cream and they're one of the few that do. And it's my absolute favorite ice cream.
I love Blue Moon.
But they also make an Amaretto Mackinac Island fudge that I would totally eat. And a blueberry waffle cone. Chocolate cookie extreme.
Oh, you're driving me crazy. I want ice cream right now.
Black walnut. Ooh.
Oh, I'd try that. Mm-hmm. I want a good coffee ice cream. I want a coffee that tastes like a mocha. And I miss bubblegum ice cream. Blue Moon is pretty close. I miss bubblegum ice cream.
They also have my favorite, chocolate chip cookie dough. Those are my two. Blue Moon and chocolate chip cookie dough.
Chocolate chip cookie dough, but I like it with chocolate ice cream, not vanilla.
You can do that at Dairy Queen.
Yes. I love that. Shout out to the Queen.
They have a bubblegum ice cream.
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh, I got to get over there.
Cedar Crest.
You got this, right?
You just go to your grocery store.
That's all I got to do. I'll just go to one of our local grocery stores and buy local. Mm-hmm. There we go. Mm-hmm. I'm generally going to do that. I'm definitely going to do that.
Daily Grind. There's your coffee one.
Daily Grind. Now that does sound really interesting. Anybody else hungry for ice cream right now? And I'm very hungry for it.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Maybe churned caramel swirl?
Let us know. 715-424-2600. 424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, just a touch or two away. And thanks so much for downloading the app.
Absolutely. Jamocha Joe.
Oh, that sounds good. Just throughout the whole show, just randomly throw out ice cream names.
Cotton candy. Yes. Tracks.
I love this.
Oh, wait. Jumping Jersey Cow.
Ooh. What do they say that is?
Let me see if it gives a definition. Peanut butter flavored ice cream blended with chocolate coated caramel mini cups and swirled with chocolate fudge.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right with that one. That sounds pretty darn good. So I wanted to touch on this really quick. I thought this was an interesting one. The hottest new pool accessory.
Okay.
The unofficial start of summer pool season is Memorial Day weekend, and this year's hottest new pool accessory may be an underwater vending machine.
That's ridiculous.
Airheads. Remember Airheads, everybody?
Yeah.
They've announced that they've created a first-of-its-kind underwater vending machine that dispenses Airheads while submerged in a pool. And they're selling a limited number of them online. They got a hype video out and everything. Instead of feeding wet money into it, there's a screen that asks you to do pool tricks to get your candy fix, like flips or pretending to be at a tea party or something. This will not come cheap. These machines cost about $7,000 and come with a, quote, lifetime supply of Airheads. So I guess you're going to, if you spend a lot of money on Airheads, maybe you can make the cost differential in your head or something.
That's ridiculous.
And here's the caveat. If that wasn't already, the price wasn't already a caveat. The machines will go on sale beginning on Monday, Memorial Day. And at that point, they'll post the specs for the home edition and that the size, functions, and features vary from the version in the video and on the website. So you're not getting a full-on vending machine, which makes sense. It's impossible to imagine the ramifications and liability costs and all that stuff. But still, it's fun for those that are looking for this kind of thing. And you have to get something for your $7,000, right? Beyond just a bunch of waterproof packs of Airheads. but each your own. You can go to airheadssummer.com if you're interested. airheadssummer.com if you are interested.
Weird.
I don't mean to be Jimmy serious about this or anything, but doing any promotional stuff on Memorial Day has never felt very good to me.
No, because it's not about selling stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a somber day to honor those who have died in service to our country.
We need to get back to remembering that. And we're going to be talking about our local VFW before we wrap up our show today and our good stories of the day.
Steak feed tonight.
Yeah, that steak feed tonight going on at the VFW. We're going to talk about and encourage you to all attend if you can. That is, again, at 2534. Our good friends over at the VFW for 2534 steak feed tonight, 4:30 to 7, over at the Don Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to the end of the show, but did want to remind everybody that is going on tonight. Make plans to go ahead and head on over there, especially if you haven't been there before.
Yeah, it sounds like a delicious dinner.
Yeah, they got good people over there cooking too. You're going to enjoy that food, everybody. It's good stuff. Be sure to check that out. Stick around. Melissa and I are going to talk a little later about a couple of other things. We've got these emojis, the confusing emojis. We've got 8 common pieces of advice that maybe we shouldn't be following. Maybe we should. And we got some great entertainment news for you, including some local theater going on near us that we want to get you to buying tickets for and get you to attend. It's all coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.